Competing in a changing global landscape. That was the focus of a panel discussion at the North Dakota Trade Office's Global Business Connections Conference in Fargo. Trade Office Director Dean Gorder says by getting a range of industries involved in the panel, participants were able to hear a variety of perspectives on the challenges and opportunities for those doing or looking to do international sales. He says the challenges can come from all angles, including our current political environment.
Anytime you have a contentious political fight like is going on right now, people tend to say things and do things that may be a short-term interest. And the concern is that some of those statements or some of those actions could damage long-term relationships and hurt the U.S. over time, especially on the trade front.
Gorder says when you add social media to the mix, things can quickly become difficult.
Now we have presidential candidates that are blasting out tweets that are creating havoc in places around the world. Recently, one of the candidates said we should just pull out of NATO. Well, you know, what does that do? Even though it's just a tweet, what does that do to a business partner that happens to be within the NATO countries? It could really negatively affect it.
State Ag Commissioner Doug Goring was a panelist contributing to the discussion. He's been able to take part in several trade missions while being in office. Goring says maintaining a healthy trade relationship requires more than 140 characters in a tweet or an email with an international buyer.
10 years ago, we were actually doing business in 63 countries. Today, we're doing business in 83 countries. But we had to make this effort with all these companies to go out there, reach out, develop relationships, and start to foster and develop that business.
Goring says trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership would also help normalize trade relations. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.